From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. No e-cigarettes for minors, and that starts July 1st. A new state law will ban the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. WLRN intern Carla Javier reports it will even be illegal for minors to have e-cigarettes.
Some e-cigarettes look like traditional cigarettes, but instead of tobacco, e-cigarettes vaporize a mixture of flavorings and nicotine. So like cigarettes, they are addictive. But until recently, there were no laws in Florida banning their sale to minors. State Representative Frank Artile sponsored a bill to ban e-cigarettes to people under the age of 18.
And because the FDA has not ruled on the e-cigarettes at that time, I thought it would be a great bill to protect our youth.
The bill received unanimous support in the state Senate and House. Kelly Tebow owns Smoke This Too, a local tobacco shop in Wilton Manors in Coral Gables. She says even before the bill, she made a policy prohibiting the sale of e-cigarettes to minors.
As a mother first and a business owner second, I wouldn't appreciate it if someone sold my child something mimicking smoking, so I don't do it either.
The new law allows local governments to pass stricter regulations over e-cigarettes, which remain legal for adults to purchase. The law will go into effect on July 1st. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
Something else to remember July 1st, taking the Turnpike and other state-operated toll roads, gonna cost you more. The 1.5% increase applies whether you pay with a SunPass or toll by plate. If you're going from West Palm Beach to Miami, it goes from $367 to $401. Tolls on Alligator Alley are going up from $281 to $285. The increases are expected to generate about $10 million a year. The hikes do not apply to express lanes on I-95 or 595. The Venetian Causeway is most likely getting a makeover and possibly a new name. The Florida Department of Transportation says a study has now been launched to examine the potential overhaul of the entire 87-year-old causeway. FDOT says all 12 of the bridges are either in need of rehabilitation or replacement. 10 are considered functionally obsolete. The Venetian is well over its 50-year service life. It occurs to me that you don't often get to say the words group of death on the air. But now I do, so I will. And it's a good thing. The United States men's soccer team has advanced out of the World Cup's so-called group of death. Despite losing to Germany 0-1, the U.S. finished second overall in one of the more competitive groups. It now moves on to the single elimination round of 16 teams. And we found 16-year-old Matt Coscarella, and he says he has never watched a game so closely.
Well, I think the U.S. team is better, so that may be part of it, and that I'm just older. So.
The U.S. will play next Tuesday against either Algeria or Belgium. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Peter?